From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Imagine for a moment looking down into the pit of an erupting volcano, one that's blasting out boulders and clouds of super hot gas. A team of scientists has done just that. The volcano, called Rota 1, is on the floor of the Pacific Ocean. Scientists on a research ship lowered a robotic vehicle to within a few yards of the volcano and filmed it. As they watched, they recorded this meticulous scientific analysis.
Whoa! What? Oh my gosh, it's exploding like an egg. Wow!
Well, the analysis got a bit more meticulous when things settled down. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this story on what the scientists saw.
For 2 years now, Robert Embley and a team of scientists has been doing what no one else in the world has ever done, watching an underwater volcano up close. It's in the northern Pacific, near the Mariana Islands. It's not too far from a gigantic undersea trench, where one continent-sized piece of the Earth's crust is grinding underneath another piece.
Gases that are locked into that rock then come out because it gets hot, and they migrate up, back up through the Earth. And then that causes some remelting of the rock above that. That's where you get these chains of volcanoes that sort of parallel the trench.
Embley is a geologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He found the active volcano in 2004 by tracking a big yellowish plume in the water back to its source. The team then lowered a robotic vehicle with cameras. The water was as acid as lemon juice. They found the volcano and a bubbling, smoking crater, which they called the Brimstone Pit. Their most recent trip was last month. When they sent their vehicle down this time, the volcano had become very active.
Whoa! Holy moly! That is unbelievable!
What geologist William Chadwick saw on the video screen aboard the research ship was a full eruption. The scientists crowded around as Chadwick from Oregon State University described the scene unfolding below.
The pit is kind of this rubble mound, and the plume's coming out of the middle, and there's gas coming out from the fringes. Oh, wow. I can see rocks that are falling out of the eruption cloud. Look at that. So there's a lot more of this billowing white smoke coming out all of a sudden. Really changes from moment to moment here.
The robotic vehicle got closer than anyone could get to a volcano on land. The seawater dampened the gas and rock explosions and the heat, although Embley says the robot did get spattered with molten sulfur, engulfed in floating ash, and hit by rocks.
I never thought we'd get that close to see something like this. Truthfully, we were awed. You could actually go right up to the rim and put your water sample right into it. And sample the fluid coming out. That's what's so amazing about it. We actually got descended down into the pit without realizing what we were doing. We got down in below the rim of it, and that was probably not a good thing to do.
Fish and crustaceans rained down onto the seafloor, killed by the sulfur and heat. But two species of shrimp thrived just a few hundred feet from the Brimstone Pit. One species seemed to be eating bacteria flowing out of cracks in the side of the volcano. The other species preyed on them. Embley says it was hard to tear his crew away from the video screen. And the same goes for scientists around the world who've been watching that video. One who's explored for submarine volcanoes himself is David Clegg with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California.
I wish I'd been there. Probably every volcano specialist in the world wishes they'd been there.
Clegg says the discovery gives scientists an unprecedented look at the way gas and lava drive a violent eruption and how the rock breaks up in a way no one could do on land.
When you contain the eruption a little bit with some water pressure, it actually lets you study those processes without all the particles being blown to smithereens.
The expedition was organized by NOAA's Ocean Exploration Office. Early findings are published tomorrow in the scientific journal Nature. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.